Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're well and are having a good day in this heat. It's Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Sam Harrison, and here's your daily update from Suffolk News. Up first, firefighters across Suffolk were very busy last night due to extreme heat conditions, with temperatures of 38.1 in Stanton Downham and 37.9 in Cavendish. The fire services had to tackle numerous fires in the area. From 6:30 p.m. yesterday, firefighters had responded to 29 incidents across the county, and 15 of these involved field fires and fires in the open. A spokesperson confirmed that it was a lot more than they would normally see on a normal day. From one extreme to another, the Met Office have said that Suffolk is likely to be hit by heavy showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. A yellow weather warning for the east of England has been issued for the hours between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. The thunderstorms may bring disruptions to the county tomorrow afternoon. Also, a songwriter from Mildenhall has broken into the music industry on the other side of the world, in South Korea and Japan. Fellow BFP reporter Tamika Green is here to tell us more about it. Tamika, how did this story come about?
Well, I heard about Kieran Davis through a friend, and I couldn't believe that someone from Suffolk was involved in something as unusual as the Asian music industry. Kieran was spotted by his lecturer at university and has since written for Japanese boy band Kiss My Foot and South Korean boy bands The Boys and Six. He also runs a digital marketing company, Dimension Creative, which provides web design, branding, and digital marketing services to businesses. The company recently won Best Creative Agency in Suffolk 2022, so well done to Kieran.
Thanks for that, Tamika. And finally, High Lodge in Thetford Forest will be celebrating a 100-year anniversary with an open day. This event marks the moment the first trees were planted in 1922, and the forest now has 19,000 hectares of land. The High Lodge open day will be on Thursday, July 28, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, and will offer free entry and parking, and lots of prizes to win and taster sessions to try. Site manager Megan Bradshaw has said it will be a fun way to start the summer holidays. So that's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can also subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.